Well, hey there, listener. You like listening to me? You can also see me on YouTube at the Moist Monday Podcast at youtube.com. Have you ever been to Van Meter, Iowa?
Van Meter? I don't think so.
Did you know that they have a cryptic?
What is a cryptic?
A cryptid?
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, so like Bigfoot and like the Chupacabra and the Mothman are cryptids.
Oh, they have one in Iowa?
Yeah.
So Van Meter's a super small town where we live.
The Van Meter Visitor.
Dude, I saw a shirt for this, no joke, recently.
Yeah, that's what made me think about it. Yeah,
I was walking through East Village, which is where we both work. Mm-hmm. We work at a bar out there. And there's like this clothing company, and there's a shirt like in their window that says, I believe in the mm-hmm. Van Meter Visitor or whatever.
Yeah, that's who made my hat. Is that clothing company?
Oh, Fontenelle's, yeah. But I didn't, I've seen that shirt for the past couple of days now, and I'm like, what does that mean?
It's a cryptid.
So is it's an alien?
Or? 121 years ago, a strange creature was said to have paid a visit to the small town of Van Meter in Iowa. Happened in October of 1903. Several respected members of the community told of a mysterious winged creature that terrorized some of the town's residents during several nights in the course of a week.
Oh, so it's a winged creature, so like
I'd imagine a big fucker,
like
a
bat dog or something.
Description of the beast suggested that it had large bat-like wings, left a terrible stench wherever it went, and even stranger, it fired beams of bright light from its forehead.
From its forehead, not even from its eyes?
I guess, yeah. And damn. Like, this is the photo of the thing.
Holy shit, that's terrifying.
I don't
as
even
fuck.
Know what the, like, kind of pterodactyl-esque.
Yeah, a little bit, dude. I'm sure every time it went through the town, everyone was like, stinky.
And then several locals attempted to shoot the beast, but their gunfire didn't appear to have any effect. They cornered it towards an abandoned coal mine where not one, but two of the beasts were, and they both turned and disappeared down in the gloom of the mine as men opened fire, never to be seen again.
So like a whole town saw this though?
A lot of people from a town over a week, and then they chased it down a mine and shot at it until it disappeared.
That sounds pretty fucking real. If a whole town is agreeing on something.
That kind of does sound real.
That's
but
fucking terrible. But also, like, think about that. That's
light.
120 years ago.
That's true. But maybe they're still in there.
Yeah. Waiting for, like, their dad to come out.
Maybe. Yeah. Should we go to that coal mine?
I am curious. Like, Van Meter, I don't quite know. I think it's, like, decently close to us. Maybe within an hour. I think Van Meter was a big enough town that, like.
You know the name of it.
We know the name. And I think, like, they played us in football and stuff. Like, in high school and stuff.
Dude, that's only 26 miles away from here.
Oh, yeah, so it's super close, yeah.
Do they have a mine
there? I think I've been at least through there a few times. I don't know anything about the town, but that's... I wonder, do they have, like, a museum there?
I don't know. For this? Probably not, because I think it's one article it's worth.
Yeah, one
info.
Article and then just one sketch.
Maybe, yeah.
It's just a bunch of audio recordings of, I saw it.
And I guess they would have some audio equipment back then in 1903.
God, that's fucking wild. So now... So, people that are hunting cryptids.
Yeah. Check out Van Meter.
Iowa. You can come to the home of the Moist Monday podcast.
Yeah.
Not
two destinations.
Not
one.
The home that we recorded, but like the home of the podcast
where
is Des Moines.
Is housed.
You know, it's like,
in the country.
And you can come to the home of the podcast and you can go see the visitor. So it doesn't even have a name.
The Van Meter Visitor.
They didn't even call it like a chupacabra or something. Like,
I guess that is interesting. Yeah. I feel like there's like the Jersey Devil is just named after the area.
True, and it's just called a devil.
Yeah.
But Bigfoot has like a name.
Devil is still more descriptive than visitor. And yeah, Bigfoot has several
visitor,
names.
I think like an alien or a ghost, not a fucking winged like dog.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, I feel like someone needs to name him.
And like Sasquatch has so many, like Skunk Ape and all that shit.
Oh, he has different names?
Yeah, Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
I didn't know Skunk Ape.
Yeah, and then there's like Yeti is a different breed of them, I think.
So did you just learn about this?
Hmm?
That's wild because you're so fascinated with cryptids.
Yeah, I mean, this one is not popular. I wonder how they dug it up.
Yeah, I'm even curious. I want to know more about it.
I don't think there's much more to know besides that.
It's just gone in the cave.
Some people saw it for a week and then it was never seen again.
What the fuck?
And they just never stopped telling those stories.
Why wouldn't you go in the cave?
Because it's a big fucking monster, two of them.
Yeah, but if you have the whole town with guns...
Not a big town.
True, but if you have guns,
sure.
I don't know, like, dude. You think there's any people that have gone down in the cave to look for it?
Probably, yeah.
Like little hunters, little like probably like fucking young 20-year-old being like, I'm gonna find this fucker.
Maybe, yeah.
It'd be like you when you were younger.
Just a found footage documentary.
It's like, hey, we're outside of Van Meter. We're about to go in. We're gonna interview the locals.
Do you think people like try to make like where they're doing documentaries, but they're trying to make it turn into a found footage? Like they're like, in case we die, this will be really cool. to watch.
And it, yeah, so they do
ever
it.
Ever since, like, Blair, like, they set it up for that, and they get home, like, all right.
All right, well, we have nothing. Well, let's put it out.
Just us in the woods. We'll say...
I 100% think that is because if they were to die, that whatever they were making would blow up.
If it was found, yeah.
If it was found and then someone edited it together. That's the weird part.
Yeah, because I love that Blair Witch. Everyone thought it was real for a second.
Blair, to be honest, I've never seen Blair Witch. I've never seen
it. It holds up. Because also,
it's like, it's 90s, right?
I believe
so. Or like late 90s, early 2000s?
I would say 90s, yeah. But like, it blew up and it is good because also a lot of it is them lost in the woods and stressed out. And that was actually happening.
Were they like looking for something? Is that why they were in the woods?
No, they still made the movie. Like, the movie was to be the movie. Blair Witch isn't real. They were making a movie about that, but a lot of it is them actually getting lost in the woods and being stressed out and like losing and the map.
A little scared.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, did you hear something?
Well, it's just them getting, yeah, like stressed and about the nature. And then
there's actually a creature.
I mean, you don't see it ever.
Oh. God, that found footage shit is so scary to watch because you feel like you're actually like there, you know? And like the way the camera's shaky and like.
It's been overdone, certainly.
Well, yeah, but like back when that came out,
The first it was Blair Witch was the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one.
So that and like Wreck was the other really big
Wrecked.
One.
I don't know Wrecked.
Wreck, it's record.
You've talked about this
before. I believe it's a Mexican horror movie. Very good. It inspired Quarantine was the American
remake. Oh, shit. Okay. I think I remember watching Quarantine, maybe. Is that one where like aliens come down or something?
No.
What movie is that? It's found footage in the aliens.
Cloverfield.
That movie was fucked up. Found footage is like very scary. I remember
if done well.
I remember in high school there was a web series for Slenderman. You remember this?
Marble Hornets. That was big on YouTube.
Dude.
And that one they were like trying, I think at times they were trying to pretend like it was real and like that.
But some of them it was like, oh, this is obviously fake.
Well, yeah. And also then they like, put out the whole series.
Oh, they. But I remember like I'd watch it in our buddy Josh's basement, like in his room with the lights off. And then just be like, you just see him like walk past a car or something. You're like, ah, like that was because that. I remember Slenderman was blowing up.
Downloaded it. It's
the game.
Don't understand it.
Yeah, I remember playing the game on the computer, and because you just wander around, and then all of a sudden it just starts glitching.
Yeah, because you're just looking for like papers. You got to
find all the papers.
I think there's a story, and then later on they put more levels in it, which is lame. But still,
I just remember it was
the scariest thing back in the day
because all of a sudden it was like start glitching. But I think that's kind of the inspiration for like the new Friday the 13th game and all that stuff. It's like kind of similar where you're just wandering around. I mean, that there's a mission, but then all of a sudden when he gets close, it glitches out and you're like, oh, fuck.
Sure, but that game's ruined. Also dead.
Yeah, that game's...
They killed it.
So Slenderman can still play?
Yeah.
How'd you have it on your PS4?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I remember that.
It was like a crazy small file.
Yeah, it was like a PC game.
Yeah.
And it was like on a free
one
website.
That someone just made. Yeah.
Dude, that was a weird time. That like it was so big for like a few, maybe like a year, and then it was kind of gone.
Slenderman, this entire like way he began was I don't know if it was a competition or if it's just something a lot of people submitted was creepy photos, like old timey news articles that were just like someone edited.
Oh,
and one of them is that where they edited someone who turned into the story of Slenderman.
Oh, so it was kind of like an Onion-esque type story.
I mean, no, it's just a creepypasta thing.
Oh, creepypasta. And then it's and then just it blew someone. Up.
Yeah, they didn't like write a whole article. It's that they edited a photo from an article and it looks like there's like a tall, creepy guy in the background.
I mean, he is terrifying.
Yeah, I think he's like playing with kids and he has like the really long arms. And that's the entire...
And he just goes, I gotcha.
It's the entire inspiration from it. And like two children attempted to murder somebody for Slenderman.
Are you serious? Like yeah, real?
You know that?
No,
yeah.
I don't.
No, how old? I bet like not even teenagers, if so like 13 at the oldest.
So like they like watched it and then they were like...
They got obsessed with it and they thought he was real. And they wanted to offer somebody to him so they could go live with him.
So they could sacrifice.
They stabbed the shit out of another little girl.
Holy.
And she lived. One of them was up for parole this year and denied, which I think is wild because they were like young.
God, can you imagine being a kid and being like, have those fucked up thoughts?
Yeah. And like
because I was like, let me light stuff on fire. Like,
right.
That type of
but
boy.
But even like small amounts.
But
yeah.
it was small. I was never like, oh man, I want to burn this guy's house down.
Two 12-year-old girls lured their friend into a wooded area of a local park and stabbed her 19 times to appease the fictional character Slenderman. This happened in 2014.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about when we were in high school.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
I graduated. Holy fuck.
Yeah. So like, they are 22 now.
And they're still in jail?
Yes, because one just got denied parole.
Damn.
And like, imagine being the other little girl who's now 22 and she's like, yeah, I was almost murdered for this character.
Oh, she lived, luckily?
Yes.
God, that's a lot of stabbing.
Yeah, a lot.
I guess if you're 12, you don't really know what you're
poking at. Still, you think you could guess something.
There's a lot going on inside you.
Dude, that's so many people just get like shot and they're fine.
That's so fucking wild. Yeah. I feel like, dude, I'm never going to stab anybody, but I feel like if I'm going to do, it's like in the stomach.
I mean, yeah, just aim for but center mass.
Like there's like so much in there that could just ruin you.
I think your like guts are okay as long as they like get an taken artery care of.
Or like, it's so wild. People are like, yeah, I got shot, but it just barely missed something that was important.
They always say that too, though. It's always so close to something.
So many things in your body are important.
That's true.
Like, that's so fucked up.
I'm confused how anyone can like survive having their leg cut off when like, if you just cut a part of your leg, you're dead in like a minute.
From bleeding out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll lose
a whole leg and like, I mean, I obviously they still get help.
Blood transfusions and stuff like that.
Because also, you probably need less blood, right?
Well, you got to fill the blood because all the blood rushes to that area.
But still, you need less because
you're missing part of your body.
But like, your veins don't touch. That's something I'm also confused about always is that we're not all veins, but we are like all blood, right? Like, you cut any part of your body, blood comes out. But that doesn't mean that there was a vein there, right?
This is weird. I think blood is, I never took biology, so you're going to learn a lot listening to this podcast.
I failed biology.
I think blood is just going through us, but then veins is like where that's where the deep red blood cells are. Like if you cut a vein open.
That's definitely not correct.
No, but if you cut a vein open, that's when it like starts like, it's really bloody.
Wait, because that's the current.
Yeah.
So is the rest of us a lake? I still feel like it's all moot. I'm just confused how there's blood everywhere.
I think it's like skin, blood, and then like muscle. And then like,
well, depending where, yeah.
And then like through the muscle, there's veins maybe. I don't know.
But you can see the veins.
But also like, if you think about like, if you were to go out and like cut up a chicken.
Yeah.
It's kind of a similar thing where
it's
like
just meat. Yeah. Yeah.
But like you cut it and there's initial blood and then you have to like, and then meat.
I'm always confused. Like I see a vein there.
And the veins are on the surface.
But I could stab right next to the vein and I'm still bleeding.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be as bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like. Tiny veins?
It's so wild that I have so many veins on my wrists and they've never been cut.
Sure, yeah. Just like from anything too, because they're a little bit outside your body too.
I was being like suicidal, but like,
right, yeah. But
so close they are, because I've cut myself so often and like just my arms get so fucked up and ding, but it's like, dude, if you were to like scratch a vein.
Yeah, you're fucked for a while. Like, you don't necessarily die immediately.
Yeah, because I don't. How do you fucking heal a vein?
You put pressure. I mean, they can stitch them too.
We know a lot here at the Moist Monday podcast.
I know when I was at welding, a guy like threw the welding gun like over a ledge and came back and like hit him. Which
you throw it?
Like you toss it over because you're done using it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't set it on something because the tip's hot.
Yeah.
And it like kind of came over and like bounced him, and weld wire was peeking out and just poked him and poked a vein. And he was just.
Shooting blood,
but like a very small, like literally like a weld wire, like stab.
Yeah, because that's so tiny.
Yeah, and just boop, and just like shot, and like I remember he had to be out of work for a few days because he lost so much blood, because he was just panicking. It was everywhere.
I mean, that's insane because that's also like so small.
Yeah,
but it's spewing.
Yeah, and then your heart rate goes up, so it's spewing faster. Yeah, because it's like fucked.
There's something going on in the body. We got to send blood there to fix it.
Yeah.
Damn, that's freaky. Cryptids.
There you go.
Blood, human body.
Moist Monday.
It's November, but we're being spooky. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Bald Boys podcast. I meant the Moist Monday podcast. And I'm just going to say it at the top of the hour. We're America's podcast.
Oh, right. I forgot about this. So this is the new thing we're doing.
Yeah, we're America's podcast, and we'll tell you why. Because last week...
We went to America's game show.
We went to America's game show, which I was like, how do you get that quote? I think you just start saying it.
Yep.
So we're America's podcast.
And Wheel of Fortune is America's game show.
Yeah, so we went...
Apparently.
Dude, this is so wild. I didn't know Wheel of Fortune was a traveling show.
Yep.
But there's like a live version, so it's not the real show. You don't get Ryan Seacrest or whoever hosting it now. But Wheel of Fortune came to Des Moines, and we went, and it was...
Us and 100 other retirees.
It was a lot of old people.
Yeah.
Which, while it is, it was on Halloween.
Yep.
That was also weird. But like, it was like, it was at like a ballroom, which is weird because we also went to homecoming there. Yeah. I've seen concerts there.
Yeah, it was weird to be back in that space.
And then it's just like, We got there like at 6 o'clock and there were like two people in line.
Turns out doors were at 6:30, show at 7:30.
Yeah, so we were just like, and then it was just, dude.
We weren't allowed to see the wheel.
So many empty chairs.
Yep.
Nobody was there. But it was very fun.
Dude, yes.
keep your eyes peeled if a game show comes to your area, because they are fun to go to if you embrace the stupidity.
Yes, they're dumb, but they're very fun. Dumb.
And like, so we went, we did a few shots, we had a couple beers, and what's wild is when you go, you have to sign like a thing that was just like, you could be picked.
Yeah. And the way they did it for the traveling show is they picked 15 audience members and they in as three groups of five, and the best person from each of those groups got to play.
And then they picked three elderly women.
I don't like, did they choose elderly women on purpose, or was that just the luck of it?
I think they did.
I think they chose three women. They were all old as fuck.
Well, it was most of the demographic.
Yes.
But they picked three. Then they picked three women for one of them to be the Vanna White of Wheel of Fortune, which is like, that sucks. I'd rather play the game than
go around
and touch tiles.
I think she got $100 for it, which tickets were like 40.
Yeah. And then we probably spent $100 on drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, but you got to embrace the stupidity. Dude, it was fun. They did like a few practice rounds before it started. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah, you're really bad at the practice round.
It's just fun to blurt out answers.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, person of interest, Martin Luther King. And it's like two words. It's
yeah.
Like, nope, not even close.
Bad start.
But it is fun when the actual game show starts to be like, oh, wow, I got it before the fucking contestants.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Which
is what I do when I watch it on TV.
I think us combined beat most of them.
Yeah. Dude, we got them. And I think there was one where I was like, I got that way early.
It was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because I had no fucking clue for that
because
one.
Because that one was tougher. There was like a fucking Y, a U, a D. And I was like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. And then the other person took them two more letters to even get it.
It is wild because like when you're up there, I mean, I didn't go up there, but
I'm sure it'd been very different.
It's very stressful. And I think there was one time where the whole crowd knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like,
can I get a U?
I'm going to spin. Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't know what this is.
Everyone was mad.
It was really fun. It was hosted by like a wannabe stand-up comedian.
Well, so it started with the guy who warmed up the crowd, who we assumed was the host. And they literally go from like, from Better Call Saul, here's and his name. I looked him up. He was in one episode of Better Call Saul.
And I don't even, like, I've seen Better Call Saul. I don't even recognize him.
He didn't even have a first name.
He went through, like, Second City, which I get. You know, Howie Mandel was a stand-up comedian, and then he did Deal or No Deal. So I get it. But he's hosting the show, and that's probably be fun. It's just a lot of easy crowd work.
I still think it's different than hosting a televised game show versus a traveling game show.
So I wonder how much he makes.
Probably like $40,000 a year.
Yeah, that's got to be fun. Is it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. He seemed to be having fun.
I think he has to.
I think he has
contractually,
to.
Contractually, yeah.
But what's so wild is like he did most of like the preliminary rounds. He talked to the crowd. He did all this stuff. And then for the actual game show, when they got the three contestants, he was like, and. Your host. For like, and it was like, this isn't our host? No.
Who the fuck has been taking care what's of us so for wild so long?
Is they brought this guy out, this old dude. And I was like, who the fuck is that? He was the original host of Wheel of Fortune.
Maybe not the original, but he was a host before.
It was a host, yeah. Like before, but it's also before Pat Sajak.
Yeah, he wasn't the famous one
either.
He's not,
yeah. So it's like, but then this guy came out and then the other guy was just in the shadows.
Yeah, just the entire time, just standing up outside.
It was fun though. I really wanted to go up and see what the wheel was like.
Yeah. Because like, you needed to pay VIP to even touch the wheel.
To even touch the wheel.
Which is ridiculous.
But it was, when I first walked in, I was like, damn, that wheel kind of looks small. Mm-hmm. But then like, there were screens, so like you could see how they edited it like they would on the TV.
Sure.
And it's like, oh, it does look like it is big.
I bet the real wheel is a lot.
The real wheel's got to be massive, but this is a traveling one. But it was fun.
It's a weird thing to do. I've always wanted to go to a game show.
When you told me about it, I was like, I didn't even know game shows traveled.
Yeah, because Price is Right is on the way, but tickets to that are like $90.
Yeah, tickets to that are $90 for Price is Right, and that'd be fun as fuck. But that's
yeah. That's too much.
It would be wild though if like we did get picked to go up, because that'd be an incredible story.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for this episode, is to be like, I was on stage, baby.
We made $750. That's
yeah,
what
the winner got $750, which is not bad.
It's something.
But it's definitely not the real show.
No, because also they were like, you could win $10,000. That was like the max for this.
Yeah. And I think that you could win a trip to Hawaii and you could do all this stuff.
Which that always just sounded stressful.
Which is like, here you go. You're going now.
Yep. Call out of work. Hopefully they understand.
And you got to pay. But I feel like if you win a trip, you still have to pay taxes on it.
I don't know how that
But how
works.
Does that work?
I've always, like, I don't know how any of the taxes thing. I guess, like, I just got my car taken in and, like, paid for. And I pay back taxes on that because I bought it privately.
What?
Yeah, so I had to bring them the bill of sale to tell them how much I paid this other guy for his car that he paid off.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to tell them what I paid for it, and then I had to pay taxes on that.
Why?
because that's how the government works.
That's so fucked up. If he paid it off, so it's his car,
yeah,
and then you had to pay it, that's really fucked up.
Well, I mean, yeah, then I had to pay for the title. I have to have it insured, yep, and all of that is taxed. Well, like, it's all bullshit.
God damn.
I also voted today.
Yeah, this episode's coming out right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So. All right, but we're recording it. The election is tomorrow.
Yes, the thing is tomorrow, so it's going to be I think tomorrow night's going to be crazy, but also I think Wednesday is going to be a weird day.
Yep. Well, but also they probably won't finalize it for a few days. Yeah, this is all speculations.
Yeah. And what's also wild is when you listen to this, it's like,
you know what happened.
You know what's going to
and
happen.
Something happened.
Something did happen, because no matter what, something's going to happen.
Because I saw today that they're putting walls up around the Capitol or around the White House and shit, because they're expecting riots and stuff.
Dude, people are going to go
fucking
nuts.
Fucking Biden sitting there just eating ice cream.
Yeah, he's just like, I got a few more months.
Look at this garbage. Yeah, if Kamala wins, it's Tony Hinchcliffe's fault. And if Trump wins, it's Biden's fault.
Yes. I mean, I thought last election, we were like, God, we just don't have any good people.
Yep.
And now this time, I'm like, God, we don't have any good people.
Yeah, we still don't have
any good people. We haven't had any good people since Obama. Like, I'm just like...
No, because I've never liked who I voted for.
Yeah. And
like, Kamala's probably my favorite at this point, just because she's at least, younger.
But I voted last year because my grandpa, made me.
Sure.
He, forced me. He, registered for me and sent me all the shit in the mail.
You got to vote for Obama, though, didn't you?
I voted for Obama the first time. But last time, I was like... I guess I'm voting for Biden. I hated doing it.
Yep.
And it was and then everything else on the ballot, I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it blank.
I vote no on all the judges because I think we should mix it up.
I don't even know what any of it means.
I don't either.
And all the political ads, I'm like, what are you running for? You're not the president.
But also it's the local elections that really matter for the community.
Is that what the ads we're seeing lately? Is
Lanon Bacon and Zach Nunn.
Oh, that's for Iowa?
Yep.
Okay.
See, you're in Iowa.
I just don't know, dude. I'm tired of... I get 3 to 5 texts a day of hey, have you voted? From random numbers.
Yeah, that's why I voted today, because I work a double tomorrow.
Yeah, I just don't care. Which I don't know. I probably should. I feel like you should.
Probably should.
But I don't know. It come 6 months, I'm still going to be fucking sitting in this chair, bald, doing this.
Unless Russia blows us up. I don't know who to vote for, so that won't happen.
And then we're doing this in a bunker.
That's true. Getting a lot less views.
The bunker bald boys.
Sacred triple B's.
And we're just the internet doesn't exist anymore, so we're just doing it for
AM
us.
AM radio.
Yeah, we're just broadcasting to anybody that can hear this, please.
Listen to me talk about my dick.
Yeah. We got to talk about porn and jerking off.
I shit my pants yesterday.
Well, what sucks is if that happens, it's all imagination porn.
That's true.
That sucks.
Or you hunt down those magazines. God, can you imagine?
Those are going to become the currency, dude.
Dude,
porn magazines. That's gonna be the gold.
That'd be so fucked up.
That'd be
a
fun society to live in.
If we lose the internet, porn's gonna be one of the first things we miss.
Because porn was the first thing on the internet.
True, yeah.
It was we have access to
kind of the reason the internet was made for some people.
100%. And people, dude, there are so many people in the world that's how they make a living.
True.
OnlyFans and shit.
Then all of a sudden, gone.
And they're just people aren't giving me attention.
But also, I'm not seeing titties.
Yeah.
I need magazines.
Fuck.
That would be a wild rush to go find physical
porn. Yeah, because you're I don't have access to it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Because now I'm just used to I can watch it daily.
I mean, I'm
numb to it.
Never see the same one twice.
Sometimes I do and I'm like, fuck it.
Old news.
Yeah, just not going to watch that again.
I've seen that butthole.
Especially on Reddit. I'm just give me something new.
Refresh.
Yeah, maybe I need to get off it less. Mm. So then there is new shit. But I always go sort new.
Oh, sure. You ever do sort most controversial of all time?
I've done that a few times and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's usually nothing good. There's a reason it's controversial.
But it is kind of fun to be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What else is going on this subreddit of naked women?
What are we doing here?
What's happening? But going back to Wheel of Fortune, going back to America's Game Show, because we're America's podcast.
Right.
I did prepare a little game.
Sure.
A Wheel of Fortune game. And I don't know how this is going to work audio-wise.
Probably not well.
But we're going to figure it out. So we're going to
spin that wheel. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're going to spin that wheel. We're going to play Wheel of Fortune on ChatGPT.
With our host, ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. I have it set up. I did a practice round yesterday.
It worked?
And it worked halfway.
Okay.
So we'll see if it works. You can pull up ChatGPT on your phone.
Okay. So we'll have to just refresh it.
No, we have the chat up.
Yeah. You have to refresh it to see what the other person says.
Oh, do you?
Because we have a shared account, which does not exist.
But I'm going to somehow try and get the ChatGPT to be a third voice as the host on this.
I see.
But let's get into it.
Welcome to America's Game Show, Wheel of Fortune, Moist Monday Edition. Thank you for joining us this evening. Let's jump into the first round. The category is pop culture. Jacob is up first. Please spin the wheel.
All right, T.
Nice choice, Jacob. There is one T on the board, giving you 100 points. Now it's Robert's turn to spin the wheel.
Okay, so there's one T.
Okay, so Robert, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle. Do I not get more turns if I was right?
No, it's... I guess I... Usually on Wheel of Fortune, you keep going.
I thought so.
But the wheel ended on 150 points for me for every correct letter.
Okay.
So T, I'm going to go with H.
Good choice, Robert. There is one H on the board, giving you 150 points. Now it's back to Jacob. Spin the wheel.
All right. Awesome. For the people at home, the first word is 5 letters.
It's a 3-word thing.
The second word is definitely the.
And it's pop culture.
All right. And then the third word is also 5 letters.
See, what's wild is I did a practice run yesterday and it was 3 words. And then I like got to the end and the answer was 4 words.
So we'll fucking see. Yeah,
so I got, so I was just like, what?
I would like to buy a vowel.
I don't even think there's buying. I think you just do it.
And it is a T.
You're buying a vowel that's a T?
An E.
Oh, I was like, you already guessed T.
All right. Jacob is buying a vowel, an E. It looks like there are 2 E's on the board. Since buying a vowel costs 100 points, this leaves Jacob with 0 points. It's back to you, Robert.
Since buying a vowel costs 100 points, this leaves Jacob with 0 points.
Damn. Okay. So you can't buy any more vowels.
Until you get more points. Because apparently you need 100.
For people watching at home, I will have the visuals on the screen so you'll be able to follow along.
Tune in while you're driving your car.
The wheel lands on lose a turn. So back to you.
Okay.
I got lose a turn. That sucked. So it spins the wheel for us. I wish I had a real wheel, but I didn't know how to make that.
Yeah, are you going to animate all of this?
Well, dude, I can easily rip a lot from the show.
Mm-hmm. True, just yeah.
Use the exact same sound effects.
Yeah, just have it like where it goes on a lose a turn.
It was cool, like when we were watching the show, that he showed us behind the scenes stuff, and there's like a little board that the people that can spin the wheel see, where it sees, you see all the letters that have been guessed, and I think that's very smart because I would forget. I'd be like, I'd like to do a G, please, and G's already been guessed.
I spin, because it didn't say what I got for spinning. I spin and guess F.
Let's check for an F in the puzzle. Great guess, Jacob. There is an F on the board, giving you 100 points. Robert, it's back to you.
Where's the F at? Okay. Blank the blank. F. This is tricky. Oh, I rolled double points.
How many points did you get?
I don't know. We're going to find out. Blank the blank. I'm going to guess an L.
Let's check for an L in the puzzle. Nice guess, Robert. There's one L, and with double points, that earns you 200 points, bringing your total to 350 points. Jacob, it's back to you.
Ooh, there's one L. Double points, that means I earned 200 points, okay. So I'm at 350 points. Here we go. Blank the blank.
The wheel lands on 100 points per correct letter. Jacob, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
Category pop culture.
I would like to buy an O.
You're going to spend all your points.
I think this thing's making it up as it goes.
I mean, it's a computer, dude.
Jacob is buying a vowel, the letter O. Good choice. There is one O in the puzzle. After spending 100 points, Jacob's total is now 0 points. Robert, it's your turn. The wheel lands on 150 points per correct letter. Robert, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
Blank the blank. This is tough, dude. 150 points per correct letter on this spin. Pop culture. What does that mean?
No fucking clue. I think ChatGPT is a bad host. Because also we have not missed a letter, which makes me think that it's making it up.
So here's what's weird. I guessed for a V. Okay. It's in Valentine's Day. It says,
good choice, Robert. There's one V earning you 150 points. Your total is now 500 points. Jacob, it's back to you.
But if you look at the puzzle, there's no V. There's no V in there. So what the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Maybe we're only doing one round of this.
It also added another O.
ChatGPT is not a good Wheel of Fortune host.
No, it's because
I initially
bad.
Set this up to do five rounds.
Yep.
We'll just do one round. Because this doesn't make any sense.
And you have 500 points?
Yeah, I haven't bought any vowels, dude.
The wheel lands on 100 points per correct letter. Jacob, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
All right, I guess S.
Let's check for an S in the puzzle. Nice guess, Jacob. There is one S earning you 100 points. Robert, it's your turn again. The wheel lands on lose a turn, so Robert has to skip this turn. Jacob, it's back to you.
The wheel lands on lose a turn, so Robert has to skip. Jacob, it's back to you. Okay. All right, what? I'm going to guess an X, because there's definitely not an X.
And it's going to say, there's an X.
Let's check for an X in the puzzle. Unfortunately, there is no X in the puzzle. Robert, it's back to you. The wheel lands on 150 points per correct letter. Robert, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
And also, I don't know what letters have been guessed.
Nope.
I've forgotten. H is already taken. Blank the blank. What the fuck?
All right, so what we have now is three words. The first one being blank, O-S, blank E. The second one being the. And the third one being F-L-O, blank, blank. Blank.
And it's pop culture.
Is it obvious?
Pop culture. I'm going to guess R. Is that already been guessed?
I don't think so. Good guess, though.
Let's check for an R in the puzzle. Nice choice, Robert. There's one R earning you 150 points. Your total is now 650 points. Jacob, it's back to you. The wheel lands on 100 points per correct letter. Jacob, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
All right, so we got R-O-S blank E.
It's like Rosie the...
Rosie the... pop culture. This is tough, dude.
Do I have any points?
I don't know. I have 650 points. I'm doing really good.
I guess...
I's a good guess.
Let's check for an I in the puzzle. Unfortunately, there is no I in the puzzle. Robert, it's back to you. The wheel lands on double points for each correct letter this turn. Robert, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
Yeah, were you thinking Rosie?
Yeah. What else goes there?
Rose the... pop culture.
Roast. No.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
What vowel?
A.
Let's see if there's an A in the puzzle. Great choice, Robert. There is one A in the puzzle. After buying the vowel, Robert's total is now 550 points. Jacob, it's back to you. The wheel lands on 100 points per correct letter. Jacob, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
Dude, what the fuck?
Rosé, the...
What the hell is rosé? R-O-S-A-E? What is that word? And that's pop culture?
Rosé, the...
The flount? I can't even solve this.
G.
Let's check for a G in the puzzle. Nice choice, Jacob. There is one G, adding 100 points to your score, bringing your total to 200 points. Robert, it's your turn again. The wheel lands on 150 points per correct letter. Robert, guess a letter or try to solve the puzzle.
Rosé the Flog. So I have 200 points.
Rosé the Flog.
That's what it's saying. So ChatGPT, Wheel of Fortune does not work. And now we know.
But we're still missing the last letter. This is pop culture. Rosé the Flog. I'm going to guess Y. Rosé the Floggy?
Let's check for a Y in the puzzle. Congratulations, Robert. You've completed the puzzle. Rosé the Floggy. Robert finishes this round with 700 points, while Jacob has 200 points. Would you like to move on to round two?
Congratulations, Robert. You completed the puzzle. Rosé the Floggy.
Obviously.
Is pop culture.
God damn it.
I finished with 700 points. Jacob has 200. Would you like to move on to round two? Fuck no. Rosé the Floggy? Look that up. Look that up. Dude, if it's like the most, like, it's like the biggest thing, I'm going to, I feel like it's just
enough. Nothing comes up.
Yeah, not surprised. Rosé the Floggy? What the fuck?
All right, so that does not work. So that was our game show.
Game shows do not work on ChatGPT.
Yeah, if you're a game show host, congratulations. Your job is secure.
What's wild is when I set it up initially, I was like, oh, it gets it.
What game did you, or what was the answer to yours?
Yeah, so I'll pull up the practice round, which is so insane because I was just guessing for both of us to make sure it worked. So I, my first initial thing was like, can you give me a Wheel of Fortune style game I can play on my podcast? There will be two players, the two co-hosts of the podcast, and you, ChatGPT, will be the host. Please give me multiple rounds and ideas for prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a great thing to start off with. And I said, player one will be Jacob, player two will be Robert. And then it gave me an idea for like the thing, pop culture, blank the blank. And again, I think that just Rosé the Floggy. I think it's trying to push that.
Just
on.
Yes anded us.
But then I said, can we do a practice round to make sure? So I did practice round, famous phrase.
Okay.
Three words. And it's first word, four letters.
Okay.
Second word, two letters. Third word, four letters.
Okay.
Famous phrase. So like.
Sure.
Yeah. So I started guessing. I did all this stuff. And then it got to a point where it was how to.
Okay.
Even though it initially said the first word was four letters.
So it was five letters and it was two words.
But then there's a third letter, how to. And then I kept guessing and I was like, I don't know what this is. How to. And then I got how to give because it was a three letter. And then it said, nope, the answer is how to give up.
Which is also not a famous phrase.
It's not a famous phrase. And it also, it only gave me three words.
Why'd you tell me it kind of works?
Because I said, please, after that practice run, I was like, please list all the letters and all the words that are in the fucking phrase.
It's how to give up.
That's a famous phrase.
Well, we got Rosé the Floggy.
Rosé the Floggy. What?
Nothing.
Not even spelled right.
So what I expect from you is to have our guesses and then it go to a game show person, like a picture of something, and be like, one S on the board.
Just fucking.
But then just spells out Rosé the Floggy.
Rosé the Floggy. All right. Well.
So that didn't work.
A guy can dream. But it's time for a new segment. This is Mentionable Moist Manuscripts.
The fuck?
Essentially, this is a book club.
Oh, okay.
Play the graphic here.
Triple M.
So, book club.
Yeah.
Mentionable.
Moist
manuscripts.
Yep, wet books.
I just finished last night, Chaos.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because it was slow night at work and I was reading it done. Chaos is a kind of a conspiracy book-esque,
mm-hmm.
but it's investigative journalism about the Manson murders.
Yes.
But then they also get into how the government used LSD to like...
Can you tell me about what actually happens in it?
So the book is so long. And
I've started the book, but
I bought this book years ago.
Or the first 150 pages, and it's 80% just Polish last names. So it's
Bukowski.
Very confusing. It's very tough.
It's a very hard read, but it's also a very fascinating read.
Yes.
So I bought this book years ago. I started reading it probably over a year ago. Long time listeners of the podcast.
Well over a year ago.
I think I talked about how I started reading it. It starts off immediately spooky. Just detailing the murders.
Izzy has read it as well.
And it's just like, God damn, that's brutal as fuck. What's wild is I learned about this because of Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Because he talked about it on the pod. But
unfortunate, but still great.
But the author.
The podcast is good.
The author is on the podcast.
Yes.
And I listened to that episode today.
Yeah.
Pretty good episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's just him. Dude, what's wild is the author spent 20 years of his life.
Yeah, he got fired because of it.
Yeah, he was supposed to do a magazine article and then he kept pushing the deadline. And then that magazine, he got fired from, and then the magazine went out of business and he was still going. And then he got like a book thing and then the book fired him. And he like, dude, he was in debt for like millions of dollars. Yeah. And he was like, no, I don't have the story yet. I don't have the story yet. This book is so good.
Was it the full story?
What's wild is, so when it ended,
mm-hmm.
it just ends.
Okay.
Like there's no, like it doesn't complete.
You can't wrap it up.
It doesn't complete anything. It just leaves you going, oh, wow. That's strange.
So what do you think happened?
I mean, there's a lot, because he doesn't, he doesn't get into conspiracies. He's just stating facts.
Okay.
I mean, he's just stating like things that he found. Mm-hmm. And so he like, even in the Joe Rogan episode, he's going like, so I tell this story. And then at the same time, a parallel of this story is going on. I don't have a way to connect them, but they essentially, but they essentially should connect, but he can't find proof that they do. Sure. And that's the entire book.
Okay. It's just things happened and it seems like they connect.
But the fact that he goes into all these stories and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
Dude, it's wild because like
what? Give me some examples.
So Charles Manson was in jail for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And he's a great singer.
And then, so he got released from jail. He's on parole. And then he got this parole officer that was letting him do whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He was like doing crime again and they didn't arrest him. He was doing a lot of shit. They didn't arrest him. The parole officer was like, yeah, whatever. He's like being his friend. And then like they let him go to Mexico. They let him do all this shit, even though he was on parole.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you know, I'm going to move to San Francisco. And they're like, yeah, that's fine.
You can't move out of your state or something.
Yeah, you
like
can't
that.
Move out of your city if you're on parole. And he's just like, no, I'm going to do it. So a lot of people are like, well, he was like a pawn in like a bigger game. That's what everyone thought.
Yeah, because the idea is that he killed the hippie movement.
Yeah, so like then they talk about the Summer of Love, and there's this area in San Francisco where like there was like this kind of like rehab facility where it was free healthcare for hippies.
Okay.
But also when you dive deep into it, it was funded by the CIA and they were actually doing research on these people. They were giving them free healthcare,
sure.
But they were doing research on these people and giving them drugs.
Hell yeah.
And so they were like studying them.
Yeah.
But it was funded by the CIA. And it's just like, what the fuck? And what's so wild, like towards the end, it is, I wish I would have read it kind of all together.
Sure.
Because I started it and then took a long break and then finished it.
I will restart it when I read it.
But like towards the, like the last half is just like, let me tell you about this guy. And it's like a little chapter. And then I'm like, dude, I want a whole book about this story.
Sure.
Like it's, so there, he starts getting into like MK Ultra and like all this government, how like the government was testing LSD on people.
It's so annoying that people think that's a conspiracy. Like, no, that fucking happened.
No, dude, like all this shit. He's like, no, these are, he can.
They like drugged a town.
No, he found documents and he found like real proof.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the things he founded were like redacted or like names were missing.
Terrifying.
But he's like, yeah. And he's like, and then dude, there were so many like implant people that okay. like, were dressed up as hippies that were actually like CIA agents. And it was just like
provocateurs.
Yeah, dude, it's so insane. So there was this one story that's so fascinating. I wrote down his name.
Is it Polish?
No, his name is Jimmy Schaefer.
Oh,
this would be. I want to look more into this.
Good Halloween costume.
So, it's like a real quick story about this. So this Jimmy Schaefer, it's like in this town. He was at this bar early in the night.
Okay,
and he was out of the bar, but then. I'm not going to tell him stories.
Paint me a picture. Tell me about Jimmy Schaefer. What was he wearing, do you think?
Well, I'll get into that later.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So this night that this event happened, this family, their AC was out. So they were they went to the bar.
Sweaty, yeah.
So they let their kids play outside for some reason. The middle of the night.
Yeah. I mean,
the parents are at the bar.
Daddy's got a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A brother and daughter are playing at the playground.
Brother and daughter.
Brother and sister playing at the playground. And then all of a sudden, the parents come back out and the daughter, the sister's gone. And okay. She's like a young kid. Like,
but little boy still out there playing.
Little boy still out there playing.
And daddy's a little tipsy.
She's gone.
Oh boy, are they cooled off.
Then they get a search party and they're looking and they're wandering. And then they stumble upon this guy.
Jimmy Schaefer. Ooh,
son
of a bitch.
And he comes like walking out and he's shirtless. Ooh. He's got scratches all over himself.
Oh my goodness.
He's covered in blood and he just looks like he's in a trance.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah. And they go in there and they found out that he raped and killed this fucking girl.
Ooh, Jimmy Schaefer, no.
Yeah. And he was just like, but then they tested him. He wasn't drunk at all.
Oh.
Like he had like nothing in his, but everyone was saying he was just in a trance.
So like just complete psychotic braid kind of thing.
So when you dive into his file, which I do in the book, he was an ex-military thing. He was like, he taught at a flight school. He had a wife and kids. He had no history of violence, no history of anything, but he went through an experimental program.
Okay.
Because of the government, because they had migraines. So they think they were testing LSD on him.
And just something broke.
And then, cause like, he doesn't, when they like interviewed him and he's like, I don't remember. Like he like blacked out.
Jesus.
But then this guy came in.
Yeah.
That like, I don't even know how things connect. There's so many names in the book. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
But this guy comes in and all of a sudden like cracks his code and like he admits to the full thing.
Oh,
and
then Jimmy Schaefer does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And like people are like, what happened? Like,
yeah.
But he like drugged him and like gave him shit.
That's a fucking thing too. Not the guy who killed JFK, but the guy who killed the guy who...
Dude, that's also in the book. They talk about him, yeah.
Whoever killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Where, like, he murdered him, and then he went to jail, got visited by a guy, and then went insane.
Yeah, because... And then it's that same guy. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. Fuck, that's what's so wild about this book. Is like, dude, things connect, and you're just like, Jesus Christ.
What is that? Like, what kind of power...
This guy just inserted himself into this scene.
Can you imagine the power he feels, though?
But, like, dude...
He just goes in and destroys government, like, props that are disguised as criminals.
I think they had to like eliminate them or or else they would be like,
they had to scramble them. Yeah.
Or else they would like tattle on that they got fucking experimented on.
Insane.
But like this guy was like, he finally got him to admit it. And he's like, I was seeing hallucinations of, one of my cousins sexually assaulted me when I was younger and I thought it was her and I was going to kill her because I was angry at her.
Still not great.
And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And it's just like, and I'm pretty sure because he was going through experimentation for like 2 years.
Oof, like why?
Just, and he,
how much money do they give you for that?
For this, it was in the '60s, and this was like early '60s at this point. He was going because he had migraines, and the government was like, "Let me just test shit on you."
Fuck off, goddamn.
Yeah, dude, it's so fucked up. And then there's another story.
How much for you to take government drugs?
Well, what's also wild is during this time, these people didn't know.
Yeah,
they thought they were just getting medication for migraines, or they thought they were
trying new Advil,
but they were literally using it on ex-military people because they had because they could snap easier.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they could, because they were trying to see if they could make them into killing machines.
Right.
Which, dude, it's a fucked up.
Killed somebody.
Yeah, and they say it's an experiment gone wrong, but it's like, I think that's the experiment gone right. But I think that's what they were trying to do.
But like, if we're talking of like trying to get like killers to kill people, do what like the Nazis did. Fucking meth.
Yeah.
Dude, where they were just cranked out in those tanks, just grinding their teeth into dust.
Dude, it's a fascinating book. What's so wild is that Jimmy Schaefer story is literally like just a page and a half.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, dude, I want more of that.
Jesus. You hate true crime.
That's what's so fascinating. And what's so wild is going into the book, I knew nothing about the Manson murder.
Sure.
Manson family.
Well, they stab her like 47 times or something like that.
Yeah, the book starts off insane.
They cut the baby out
of
her.
And then they write like, because they tried portraying it as like a Black Panther thing.
Yeah, and they misspelled Helter Skelter.
Yeah, dude, there's, and then also like the big book about Helter Skelter is by one of the attorneys that was part of the court case.
But didn't he like fight with that guy his entire life?
Yeah, so like
the guy who wrote the book, so the guy who wrote this other, book,
fought with him, and this guy's a crazy person. The guy who wrote Helter Skelter, and what's also wild is in this book, I've never read Helter Skelter, but apparently he left out so much information. Mm. He made it just like
To fit
a narrative.
Sure.
And it's just like, dude, you're missing. And also it's like, he brought up facts and he's like, you should have prosecuted a different person, or you should have like,
interesting.
It is so fascinating. But apparently the guy who wrote Helter Skelter, the guy who was in the court case for Manson and all stuff, Bugalassi or whatever his name is.
Sure.
He was like a crazy person.
All right.
And like, he like had like a massive ego and he like would snap. Like there was one time before the Manson murders, before everything, he thought the milkman impregnated his wife.
That was a thing though, back in the day.
But no joke, he thought that. And then he stalked the milkman for months and like would call them and shit. And he was like head of the DA's office. So he was using DA information be able to get more information. And then,
dude,
like,
can you imagine like
how
much
sending him letters, and then they changed their phone number, and he sent him a letter that goes, you shouldn't have changed your phone number. That wasn't nice. And like, this guy's crazy.
I love it.
Dude, it's so fascinating. There's another story about this guy. I don't remember what his name is.
God, can you imagine just like abusing someone who just like delivers your milk?
Yeah. He was stalking him and being like, you made my wife pregnant. He's like, I don't even know who your wife is. Like,
yeah, no, like they're busy.
Yeah.
Like that's like when we worked for FedEx, like I would not have time to fuck anybody.
No, it's just like, I want to do this and get home.
Yeah. I hate this. Yeah. I'm just
delivering.
Milkman, you're in a refrigerated truck and like all you hear is,
even if it's winter time, that probably sucks.
True. But all you hear is those glass bottles just clinking tingling together. That'd be so nice.
Yep. Listening to AM radio.
Just little milk crates.
Yeah. It's probably heavy though.
God, I'm not too heavy though. A couple gallons.
You'd probably be jacked.
I think you're strong enough at this point.
Dude, there's this one story in the book that I will also want to know more about too. Yeah. And that's like, this is, he like tells a story and then he goes into like alternatives of the story. And it's just like, how he was telling in the book, like, dude, he spent 20 years of his life doing this. Mm-hmm. His apartment was just filled with like, he had whiteboards and notes and papers everywhere. And like, literally like, like those shows, but he had red string connecting and
so
like
fun.
Like he was like going insane
just to be in it.
Cause he was like, I feel like I'm so close to cracking the code.
Sure. I wish I had a code to crack. I'm not even close.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine being that obsessed with something where you're just also, like, something feels off about this.
But also you're making like ground on. I can't imagine like.
Yeah, he was making ground, but he's like, I'm discovering something, but I'm not getting the answers though.
But I can't imagine discovering something. Like, because all I can do is like look into like, I can Google something harder. That means I'm just reading what's been discovered.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, we learned about the Van Meter visitor.
Yeah.
That's already been discovered.
But, and also everyone's dead.
Yeah. This guy, he initially was supposed to write it for the 30th anniversary of the death. So 1999.
Yeah.
And, didn't have that done. And then the book came out in like 2016, 2019. I think it came out 2019. Yeah. So he worked on it for so long. But there's this story about this guy who was like, I think he was like a teenager or young 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like walking around and he was driving his Volkswagen Bug.
All right.
And people don't know exactly what happened because he's alone. But apparently he was going to like drive off a cliff and kill himself.
All right. Solid.
But he...
In a bug.
Yeah. He went to go do that. The car got stuck like on a rock or something. So then he got out, broke the rock, and the car went, landed upside down, and he didn't get there. So then he climbed down. He climbed down and he's like, well, let me get my shit out of my car.
Right, yeah, because now you just have a broken car.
Yeah, so now you're on
that
foot.
That fucking sucks.
So now you're on foot. So he gets his shit out of his car. The car is upside down. So he accidentally cuts himself. Okay. So his blood gets on the scene.
Okay.
So it's like, oh yeah, he died here.
It's a lot to infer.
But then, so then these people, these like hikers see this body leave the car.
Yeah.
And they're just like, did this guy survive a crash?
Yeah.
But like, and then he ended up miles away in like another town on foot somehow. And he stayed at this motel.
You can walk a mile without shoes. Yeah. Well, I guess he probably had shoes.
He had shoes. Yeah, he needed a backpack. But he got to this motel and he booked himself in. And the next morning they came along and like room service, no response. Tried opening it. It was stuck. They finally broasted it in. Fucking dead. He fucking had his shotgun. Shot himself. And then they found...
What a man.
They found bottles of liquor like he drank. They found a Playboy that had pubes sprinkled on it. Apparently he had just shaven his pubes up before he shot himself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, one last time you don't want anything in the way.
But what's wild is...
Oh.
When you look at the dates and we look at what happened...
And the way the pubes fall.
And then when they also tested him, he was not drunk at all.
Mm-hmm.
They think it was a murder.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where they shaved his pubes.
Yeah. So they think it was an early Manson girls murder, because literally when he checked into the hotel, he interviewed the person that owned it. The guy didn't have an ID. And he's like, that's the guy who checked in was not the guy we found. So someone checked him
Wait,
in.
Where's
for
the
him.
Manson come in?
It was the girls.
They were there also?
Like they don't know for a fact, but they think that they fucking murdered this guy because
shaved his dick?
Yeah. And then there was a guy in the Manson family that wore a coat of pubes.
What? All right.
Yeah. So there's so many wild things where you're just like, what the fuck?
Which is weird.
So then it's like, oh yeah, this guy shaved his pubes off and put it on a coat.
I guess. Cause I know like, from what I know of the Manson family, what a lot of them, all the people in the family, all they really wanted was to live on that ranch and build dune buggies.
Yeah.
Like that's all they were just like, this is the revolution.
And what's so insane is
the little co-op.
It started in the summer of love in San Francisco before they moved to Spawn Ranch, which is where everything happened. Mm-hmm. But like, it was literally just these girls taking LSD and Manson giving them LSD and Manson not taking LSD.
Which I love when people figured that out.
And like, but he was just so good at like building this cult for some reason. But it's also like, where did he learn this behavior? How did he learn how to get into their heads? But then when you dive into what the government was doing for the LSD, they were doing the same thing. So it's like he learned it somewhere.
Maybe, yeah.
That's the assumption. The book rides the line of the conspiracy theory,
yeah.
But it doesn't ever go in there.
Because also he maybe just had like the preacher gene.
Yeah.
Like where you can just
But
talk.
People are like, what happened?
Like Sam Kinison.
But what
he had the gene.
But what changed between Summer of Love, you're having sex with everybody.
Yeah, and just in the dirt.
And then all of a sudden, you're killing people. That's the wild. Yeah, people are like,
you're
what?
Trying to start a race war.
Yeah,
yeah.
Against the Black Panthers and all this stuff. And then there's like a ton of bodies in Spawn Ranch, too.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh.
They found like, dude, years later, like 2000s.
Hmm.
They found like bones. Because there's a lot of like unsolved mysteries relating to the Manson family.
Okay.
So there's like more.
So all I know is that Charles didn't kill anybody. He shot one guy.
What's insane.
Maybe did, yeah.
What's really cool this author, he did get to interview Manson.
Hell yeah.
It was over the phone because he's in jail, obviously.
And, well, he's dead now.
But before he died. And like, it was just in 5-minute segments.
Okay.
Because like, that was just Glenn, yeah. But he'd call back and do it again. And he talked to him for a while. And like, you could, and like, there's like a dialogue thing. And cool. He's just going, yeah, whatever, man. Like, Manson is just chill still. No, and he's like in prison.
No, he loved prison too, though.
And, but then, so he did this phone call with him initially. And all this stuff. And then word got out that he was doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't deny talking to him ever again.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like I just, what's so wild reading this book is like, I feel like there's just something bigger at play, but it doesn't connect.
Or it's maybe just fucking hippies were on drugs and did weird shit.
But then also like during this time period at this fucking like, rehab center, free healthcare center
that they went to.
There was one guy that was also where Manson was meeting his parole officer. He was working there, which was doesn't make any sense. But they were also testing LSD on rats to figure out if rats got violent. But they were putting them in contained areas, so of course they would get violent.
Yeah, because it's just two of them in
and
a glass
and
box.
They even did it without LSD, and they still got violent. So it's like, what were they doing? And but also, what's wild is a lot of this research and shit, or a lot of all this stuff. People just destroyed all the evidence.
Sure.
Like, and it's just gone forever.
Because it was failed experiments.
Yeah. And then, dude, and then there's so much like just deep government stuff.
Yeah. Where and it's the like, fucking Unabomber was a part of MKUltra.
Jesus.
Yeah.
When you start digging into it, you're like, what the fuck?
Well, no, I mean, like when you think
about
it.
It was a fascinating book.
Sure. I need to actually finish it. Because I'd love.
I had to reread multiple. Like I read a page and be like, I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it is a lot and it's a lot of names. It's very heavy, but it is a page turner. Like, cause you're like, well, what happens next?
Right. And
what's Jimmy Shaver going to do? Like
nothing good.
Yeah. It's, but then like, it sucks. Cause it just like ended.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, because there is no,
yeah,
there's no,
nothing
answer.
Happened.
There's
the
no
end,
answer.
Yeah. That's like,
it's
the,
just,
that's like when you look up like JFK's assassination and like,
yeah, he talks about that a lot in this book.
Yeah. Where like people like are openly saying like, yeah, the CIA did it.
Yeah.
What the
because
fuck?
Because the guy who shot Lee Harvey Oswald was part of like the gangs and he was a part of like Fidel Castro, anti-Fidel Castro and all this stuff. All
right.
Yeah, so, but I don't understand half of that stuff too. That's a whole nother book. What's so wild is at the end of the book, and this isn't even a spoiler, at the end of the book, he's talking kind of about the process of writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, for every chapter in this book, and there's like 12 to 14.
That's it, Jesus.
They're long. Yeah. And there's like segments, so but he goes, for every chapter that's in this book, there are 4 to 5 more that I didn't put in the book. Like, he's like, that's how much information I have. And I'm just like, what is it?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what you have then.
Sure, yeah. Release 4 to 5 more books.
Release
then.
Everything, please. Just but also, it would just be like,
info.
Oh my God.
But also, none of it, like, sets.
It's just all, everything's just adjacent to each other.
Yeah, it's like a full, like, Tetris board, but with one gap in every,
in every line.
Yeah,
where you're
they
like,
never line
where you're
up.
Like, yeah, this seems like it does connect, but he's like, I could never figure out.
So it just piles on top of each other.
But when you keep layering, you're like, that's so fascinating, it's so fascinating, it's so fascinating.
But then the board fills up.
And then you
got nothing.
And it's game over. Yeah. Yeah. He did it for 20 years, finally put the book out, and then the book did like mediocre.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck. I'm wasting my life.
I'm ruined.
Yeah, dude. He was in debt. He owed. So like his first book publishing sued him because he didn't have a book done.
Yeah, that's rough.
So then he was in debt with that. He borrowed so much money from his parents.
Okay.
Because like, he was like, I'm so close, dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got to keep working on this. And luckily his dad helped him. His dad was like, worked in the government. So his dad helped him get documents, which was cool.
I know his neighbor is a comedian. And oh, that's yeah. how he ended up on Joe
and
Rogan.
And that's how Rogan heard about the book. Yeah. Yeah. It was very fascinating. I would definitely recommend it. It is a lot, though. And it's like over 500 pages. Like, it's a big book.
I feel like that's a book. If you get it, you could just read a chunk of it, though, and get some info that's interesting.
It's, dude, yeah. And what's so cool is, like, especially towards the end when it starts getting, like, crazy,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, dude, I want this could. This segment could be its own book.
Sure.
Like the Jimmy Shaver thing could be its own book.
Yeah,
or just, like the thing about
also
that.
But also maybe there's just not more
or maybe it's
answers
just that.
On it. Yeah.
Maybe it's just like this guy was wild. And like what's tough is there's so many names where I'm like, yeah. What's nice about listening to the podcast is like I kind of understood the.
Sure. Yeah.
Where it's like, oh,
the
this,
overall
it's
story.
Like, oh, this guy was there, but then he was also here. And you're just like, he was part of both?
See,
that's
all,
weird.
All I remember, I think we talked about this on the podcast, is early on the book, it's just a guy got his butt fucked at a party while he was passed out.
Yeah.
And then he was just denying it and very angry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. There's
like, there's a lot of things about just that.
There's a lot of, yeah, that's what's so wild is at the front of the book, it's about like
the party scene.
It's about like the Manson and the murders and like the party
Sharon
scene
Tate and all this stuff. What's her,
but then it gets, dude, like the last half, you forget husband, all about
Roman
that.
Roman Polanski.
Yeah. You forget all about that.
And Roman Polanski's not even allowed in the US anymore.
Yeah, he got banned. What did he do?
I think it was something with a kid, like a sexual crime.
And he like makes movies, I think.
Yeah, he made Somebody's Baby, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh shit. Okay.
Very good movie.
And I heard he made another one that's supposed to be like his best one, but it will never be released in the US because it can't be.
I guess I don't know what else. I know Rosemary's Baby, I think, is the only one I've seen of his.
But it was, dude, it was a page turner. There were a few times where I had to put it down though, where I was like, let me just process this information real quick.
Oh, he made Chinatown.
Okay.
Chinatown, The Tenant, The Ghostwriter, Rosemary's Baby, The Palace, An Officer and a Spy. Nothing I really know, but I believe he is still alive. Yep. And he remarried.
Well, yeah, of course. His wife died.
God, Sharon Tate was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was beautiful. What's so wild is I always think of Margot Robbie.
Yeah. So I've never actually seen a Sharon Tate movie. Never mind. She's in Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever seen that either.
That's a good one. It's a good horror movie from, I think, the late
70s. Oh, it's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's also fascinating, like reading this book and like hearing the real facts. Ooh, and then watching
68
and then watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where it's like, oh wow, this is just based on a true crime, but like, what if?
Yeah,
which is really fun.
I understood why people were upset about that, but also I really enjoyed that movie.
I've only seen it twice, I think.
Yeah,
I really like that movie.
I love that movie,
and the soundtrack so fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's so
one of my favorite vinyls.
But I already have my next book picked out.
Okay,
because I don't. I own books, but I don't own that many, but I own a ton that I haven't read.
I own a ton and I don't read any of them.
But now that I don't own social media and I've been reading at work,
okay,
especially on a slow night, I'm like, let's fucking work through books.
Is that another nonfiction?
This is a biography.
Okay.
Called Heavier Than Heaven.
Okay.
It's a biography about
a wrestler?
Kurt Cobain.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I feel like he has too many biographies.
Yeah, I have multiple books about him.
Yeah, where they all are saying different shit.
That's the tough part. It's like, yeah, a lot of people don't know.
Because for me, it was after Montage of Heck, I gave up on him. It's just like, you're lying about everything or it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I understand that he lied about like his stories too. I'm also, why are you telling those stories?
Yeah, he was fucked up. He's a fucked up guy. I guess he maybe
blew his brains out. I don't know.
But I'm going to read that book because like, I used to love Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it will like put me back in a Nirvana phase again, which would be nice. And it's just, I'm trying to work through all the books on my shelf before I buy new ones.
And
like,
also,
I have Dwight's biography.
I've heard that's very good, though.
The Bassoon King.
Yeah.
I have fucking Amy Poehler's book.
Okay.
I have, like, I think another thing I got for Christmas, like, maybe, like, 2017.
Sure.
And I've never read them.
I probably own over... I have triple-digit books.
Damn.
At least Izzy and I combined for sure.
Yeah, combined. But she actually reads them.
Now she does.
Yeah. But it's... Dude, it's so nice starting to read at
work. She's reading, like, fairies fucking... like humans and shit like that.
Oh, she's reading smut.
Yeah, it's all just a Court of Rose and Thorns.
Oh, they're still doing those?
Yeah. No, and Izzy's
was done.
Nope. I think the sixth one comes out next year?
Oh.
Maybe the seventh? I don't know. Wow. But she's on like the fourth one,
maybe
I believe.
It'd be wild if I just started reading those.
She would love it.
Yeah, but I feel like I wouldn't like it.
I don't know. Fantasy is just hard.
But also, I don't know. Yeah, because it's a lot of names.
Yep.
A lot of big names. Lot of
big dumb names.
But also, I feel like... it's not designed for me to be horny.
But maybe it would.
I'm just like reading it with a boner.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Yeah, because people that read smut read it in public.
On the train,
I'm just like, what are you doing?
Just sitting there wet on just a bus. Dripping. Yeah. Because, I mean, I feel like, what are the big ones?
50 Shades?
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. I feel like those can't be great books.
What's wild is I've seen like the collection. There's three of them.
Yeah.
I think there's more than three now, but they're not very big.
No. Okay.
Like, they're like kind of smaller books, which is wild because I'm like, they turn that into movies.
Yeah.
The Court of Thorn books. Those are thick.
Yeah. Some of them are. Yeah. But like, and then I'm just like, the Bible is so thin.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I guess which version?
I mean, like overall the book is not big.
Great story ever told.
But like, no sequel? Well, I guess that's what the Book of Mormon is.
Oh, that's the sequel?
Well, that's the trilogy, technically.
Damn. Oh, yeah. It's New and Old Testament. Mm-hmm. That's two
and
books.
And then book.
That's another tough book to read because it's a lot of names.
Yeah, and a lot of ages, and they're all really old for some reason.
And it's just like, Father, Abraham, son, 38.
Yeah. Dude, that chapter like fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's how the best.
Jesus
it starts.
Takes a while.
That's how it starts.
No, because I remember I was like, I'm gonna read.
Jesus doesn't come to what? To the New Testament? Yeah. He doesn't come to halfway through.
Yeah. And you
but
only
get rid of that old shit.
And you only learn like about probably like Jesus, what, like 5 years of his life? Yeah. Probably the first one and the last four, maybe.
Oh, yeah, because he's just a baby, and then he was obviously the savior.
Like a 30-something-year-old man.
Yeah, what did he do in between?
Yeah, like...
Was he an ACTian?
Probably, right?
Just like, around kicking rocks?
I think that was their jobs back then. There was not much to do back in the day, but, like, he was just there.
He's doing miracles.
Hanging out with hookers.
Yeah, he's probably like, hey, I can probably do this and get laid.
Maybe. Dude, that's what... I hope Jesus did get laid.
Yeah, but his father's probably always watching.
So... If you grew up with your dad always watching you, you'd get used to it.
Yeah, you'd be like, okay, dad, maybe you should look
away.
Also,
you're serving the Lord's cock.
Yeah.
Like,
dinner on a plate,
had to be
baby.
Home. Yeah. This is my body.
And this is my bread.
Oh, God. I bet he had a loaf on him, too.
Oh, 100%. And it's kind of.
Because also, God made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has a honey taste to it.
Probably. I mean, yeah.
It's got to be delicious.
Because, like, I bet he, like, didn't smell bad when he sweat and stuff like that. Like, I bet he had little God perks. Constantly.
Yeah.
Like he had just like the best luck on everything.
Gorgeous hair, gorgeous body, giant dick, white.
Dude, that'd be so funny if that's how they all knew he was the savior because it's the only white guy around.
Because everybody else is Middle Eastern.
But he's never getting sunburnt for some reason.
Yeah, he's just white. And he goes
straight hair. Yeah.
It is wild that that's how I grew up.
That we
that's
took it. Him. That's how we took him so hard. He's blonde sometimes.
Yeah,
he's and like what
no,
the
he,
fuck
no,
are
would
we
have
doing?
Long black curly hair.
Yeah,
he'd be fucking
no,
super
like,
dark.
Probably like super like tough hair
yeah.
too. Like it wouldn't be that like gorgeous long.
Yeah, he would not.
Flowing,
I don't think he
yeah.
would be pretty.
I mean, I don't think anyone was pretty back then.
I think he would have like maybe his jaw would probably be sculpted or something. But like
sure, strong jaw. I bet like. Big forearms, good grip.
Yeah.
He was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude. I bet like that dude had great arms.
Yeah,
but not in like the little like.
Yeah, think about it. Think about his Middle Eastern pubes.
Dude, they'd be big.
Yeah, just psh.
Yeah, dude. God.
Imagine making a coat out of that.
Because also, yeah, it's just like he's probably not that skinny fit either. I bet he was a buff dude just
yeah.
from carpentry.
He's a big
and
guy.
Walking all the time.
Oh,
great
yeah,
legs.
Sandals.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, those fucking calves.
But like, have you seen the photo of what he probably looks like?
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I just always know the photo that I was shown growing up.
The one that looks like you and McGregor?
Yeah, and it's fucking hot.
Real Jesus. Just some dude.
I mean, he's not bad looking.
No, not hot, but not bad.
But yeah, he just looks like a Middle Eastern guy.
Versus
which makes sense.
Real yeah. Jesus. If I looked up Real Jesus painting, something that was official.
Yeah.
Where gorgeous.
They, where they made him gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he's white.
Fucking hot. Yeah.
And he's got fucking makeup on.
Yeah. Because what happened? What is the first photo if you look up Jesus Christ? Is it the one that's on all of our grandma's wall?
The one that's in the circle?
Oh,
I don't know why.
Damn. Not quite. Where's that one?
I feel like you're picturing a certain photo.
And I think you're picturing the exact same one.
Is he in the robe?
So this one, the first one's that, which is not.
I've seen that one before, though. I've seen that one before, though.
Actor. I've seen that one a lot.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these I've seen
dude,
before.
Like all these are just so obvious European. I want the photo, though.
Grandma Jesus.
Because you know the exact one I'm talking about, too. That one.
Oh, yes.
That is the photo.
The side profile. Yeah. Where he's gorgeous. He's got that little gleam on his forehead.
Nice
head of hair. Oh, speaking of hair, I should have done this at the top of the hour.
Revealed the shirt. How's it fit? It's a woman's cut.
I'm with a sexy bald guy.
Yes, you are.
It is wild, a woman cut where it's just like
I can kind of see your titties more.
Yeah, it shows off my boobs.
It really does.
And then it like shows off my arms a little bit. And like the neck is wider.
Yeah. No, that definitely shows off your tits a little better, which is so funny.
But it doesn't show off my gut.
No.
Which is like what a normal guy
I guess, yeah.
So it's like
just titty centric. I guess yeah. That's a way to go.
That's women's cut, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm with a sexy bald guy, even though I'm bald. Before we go, it's time for another segment. It's
all right.
What ifs.
All right.
All right, I got a few today for the what ifs. Start off with an easy one. I have maybe not easy for you, but if you were the star of a Comedy Central roast,
okay,
what four people would you want to roast you? They don't have to be comedians, and they can be living or dead.
Okay, if I was a star,
four people.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I have my list.
Well, I put you on there.
Oh, you put me on there?
Yeah, you know me the best. I feel like your friend should be on the list, too.
Oh, you're not on my list.
Oh. These people won't know you.
Yeah, but like, dude, when you watch like the Comedy Central roast, a lot of the people don't know who they're roasting.
They have to be able to write jokes about them.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's usually celebrities.
Oh, shit. Who is the fucking roast comic back in the day?
Well, you want me to start with my list?
Just like
top of my list is Jeff Ross.
Okay. I mean, that's the classic, yeah.
I think Jeff Ross just brings a type of energy that mm-hmm. I think would be fun.
All right.
Next on my list, this is a wild card, but I just think it'd be hilarious. Gilbert Godfrey.
Sure. Just that voice.
Just the voice.
Talking about you.
And just being like, I don't know. It'd be funny. Next on my list, Anthony Jeselnik.
Yep.
Because he's just cold-blooded. And then number four, Norm MacDonald.
God, I do love Norm MacDonald. So that's half of your list is dead.
Yeah, half of them are. Yeah, I had time to think about it. Norm, I think would be a funny roaster because the way he sets up jokes is so
awkward. Yeah, and backwards. Yeah, because I would want Don Rickles because he's
that's the guy who made Ghostbusters.
Nope.
Not who's at all. Don Rickles?
Don Rickles is like one of the older like roast comedians.
Oh, is he from the Chappelle Show?
He would have, no, that's Don L. Rollins.
Oh, that's Don L. Rollins.
No, Don Rickles. He was like the only person that could insult Sinatra to his face.
Oh shit. Okay.
He's also the voice of Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. I know who you're talking.
So yeah, I'd do him. I probably would do Jeselnik too. Jeselnik's great because
dude, he'll fucking rip.
Then I do you. And then I do just Shaquille O'Neal. Like he like ends up at all those things and it's never
they
great.
Just randomly have like an app.
Yeah. And I would just love him to talk about me for a second.
Yeah. Cause he definitely would have ghostwriters.
Yeah.
And he'd be saying something and it's just this giant looking over you.
Yeah.
Shaquille knew that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, that he'd be on top. I'd want him to like,
who would you want to host it?
Shaquille O'Neal. Absolutely.
So then he does it. I'm trying to think of who would want to, I'd probably have you host it.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. So you could still do a roast segment. But then I want like real roast and then I'd probably cry.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you'd handle it well.
No, I don't think so. But I think it'd be fun.
Because someone tried to roast me on stage once and they were like, the start of one of their sentences was, Jacob has sensitive teeth. You're going too niche already.
He doesn't like carbonation.
Yeah. And like that was it is that like I don't like cold drinks because I have sensitive teeth. And that was just the roast. And I was the only one laughing.
Yeah, because that's too, like, people are like, is that funny?
All right. I didn't know that about him. Well, right, also, it's like, people have to know shit about you to be able to make fun of things about
you. Yeah, that's
you.
The tough part. It's easy for a celebrity because you're like, oh, we know about the scandals. Right, we know about the... Tyler's next what if.
Okay.
If you got cloned.
Yeah.
So there's two versions of you walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But you just hung out with your clone one-on-one. Like, you were just, like, in your house... And you didn't go anywhere. You just hung out.
Would I fuck it?
How long would it take for you to get sexual? It's you. So I don't think it would be weird, but initially it would be.
It still would be because by doing so, I would be grabbing a dick, but not feeling my dick grab.
Yeah,
unless
but,
we
it's
did the
but it's your dick. But like so also, I think it starts. Yeah. How long would it take for you to like cross the line?
I don't know. Because like I wouldn't want to like fuck it.
Yeah, because then it's, you're getting fucked in the ass.
Well, also, I'm not attracted to my own ass.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
I don't know if it would actually get sexual.
You don't think it, after a while of just like maybe you hanging out for a long time, just be like, oh.
If I'm going to jerk off, I still don't want to do it next to a mirror.
Yeah. Like, that would be wild if you look over and you're jerking off.
Yeah, so I don't think it would.
I think mine would.
Why?
But I think it would take a while.
I think we would both fuck Izzy.
What?
What?
What are you saying?
I think me and my clone would have a three-way with Izzy.
Oh, no, I'm saying just you two isolated.
No, I'm saying that would happen.
I was like, Izzy's clone is in this now?
No.
Like, I was like,
no, I'm saying that like that would happen.
Yeah.
But I think I wouldn't like jerk it off.
I feel like...
you'd suck your own dick?
No, I wouldn't. I feel like it would get to the edge of like sexual.
What is the edge of sexual?
I thought about this. I had this thought. This is a what if that I had when I was super high and I was jacking off.
Okay.
And I was just like, what if there's just another one of me jacking off?
Did you just like project over next
like,
to yourself?
Like I was like on the couch and I was just like, imagine like if I mirrored myself, I was just like, this would be weird as fuck.
Yeah.
But then I was like, but would this happen?
No, it wouldn't happen.
What?
Like if we were stuck in one room together forever, yeah, eventually he'd see me jerk off.
But you would have never crossed the boundary?
I don't know. Locked in a room forever, I never know. I think I'd be closer to eating him than fucking him.
Yeah, that's
him.
True.
Yeah.
It's just a what if.
Sure. Maybe I'd like eat him down.
You're
to
getting
a pocket.
Angry. He's getting angry.
No, I'm saying I'd eat him down to like a pocket pussy size and then I'd fuck it.
Oh, so just your little butt?
Yeah.
Fuck the thigh gap?
Yeah. There you go. So it would take as long for me to eat everything else.
And you're eating it raw?
And then fuck the rest. If I'm locked in a room with it, I change the circumstance.
You go, I don't like that what if.
It's just, I don't think it would get sexual.
All right, I got
same with me locked in a room with any man right now. It would just
That's why I'm saying, like, if it's a clone of you.
You're not attracted to yourself.
I know, but if it's you, it's different, I feel like.
But, like, also...
I was locked in a room with you, I don't think I'd get sexual.
No. But why would you yourself?
I don't know. I feel like curiosity gets the best of you.
That's the person you hate the most.
I know, but I feel like curiosity gets the best of you.
But for that, there is no curiosity, because it's you.
I guess you know everything. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was high when I thought of it.
I guess, yeah.
Like, I didn't think it through.
Because also, like, if you even try to jerk it off, that's a whole new angle for you. You're not used to that.
They're not going
to
like it.
No, because also they're like, I could do it better.
Yeah. So it's like, well, let's just jerk off separately. Okay. Well, I got one more.
Still need to tell me what the edge of sexual is. What would you do to it?
I think just like jerking off adjacent. Like, I don't think we would like fuck each other.
But you would jerk off adjacent on purpose?
I don't know. I think it would eventually get there.
To what?
Just, we're jerking off.
No, to what? Each other?
No, we're watching porn.
Oh, there's a TV with porn now.
I guess so. I don't know. I never watched TV porn on my TV.
That's true, yeah.
But we just both are on our phone, so we're not looking at each other.
Does he have his own phone plan? Who's paying for that?
I'm not paying for it.
Exactly. Give him like an iPad.
I'll give him my iPad.
Yeah, check that up the Wi-Fi.
But no, I'll get the iPad. He gets my phone. iPad, bigger screen.
You want him to have the phone?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Because that's the thing also is if I have a clone, I do not trust it.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. I would probably kill it pretty quick.
Oh, really?
Because
you don't want to, because you're like, I have secrets.
Well, I don't know what he's after. Because I don't.
What's his goal? What's his motive?
No, exactly. His motive.
What's
would
your
be,
motive, though?
No, if I know that I am the original and he's the clone, he is after me.
Oh, because
guaranteed.
He wants to be the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Because, like, yeah, so I am killing it very quickly.
Okay.
Like, if anything, I am.
And then jerking it off.
I don't know, just jerk off to its dead body.
Yeah, covered in my cum.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'll never get to see is my own dead body.
Oh,
so that's inherently a sexual situation.
A wild thing, too, where you're like, I killed myself.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. I feel like your ego would go so big.
Yeah, if it's like The One and you get absorb it. Have you ever seen Jet Li's The One?
I don't know.
I guess I don't know if it's just Jet Li, but there's a movie called The One where it's a guy travels the multiverse killing himself so he becomes more powerful.
So he becomes The One?
Yeah. God, is that Jet Li? It's good.
Is it a samurai movie?
No.
Oh.
But it's a kung fu movie.
Oh, kung fu. It sounds freaking great.
Yep, Jet Li.
Jet Li's The One. Okay, I got one more what if, and then we'll wrap it up for this week. If you could watch one day from your life, what day would it be? It's a deep one.
Because there's the idea of, like, if you ask me this 20 years later, it'd be the day of my wedding.
Yeah, but you just did
that. I just had that, so yeah. I don't need that.
But then also, that'd be wild because you're, like, not sleeping, texting me about,
yeah,
are you
seeing
alive?
If you're alive, yeah. Yeah, it'd be a lot of just that is me worrying about you.
This is a tough, question because we're only a quarter way through our lives.
God.
Push and a half.
Yeah. We're approaching a half.
Yeah.
Because in 5 years, half would be 70.
Yeah, we're approaching a half.
Who knows if we make it to 70.
Barely made it to 30.
Like, 72 sounds pretty nice. And that's only 36 is your half.
My goal is 41, baby. 11 more years.
But also, that's a long fucking life comparatively.
It's a long
fucking
time, dude. That's going
to
suck.
God, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a childhood vacation.
Yeah, it's tough. But I think it would be fun if you could pick one day.
Probably.
And you could just watch it on the TV.
Maybe I'd choose, like, one of my earliest big Europe trips from when I was a baby.
Oh, like, yeah, because you don't really remember a lot.
I remember like 5 things from Germany. So I grew up in Europe and like, I know we traveled a ton there, but I never saw, I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah, you were there though.
So just to see what I experienced as a child.
I mean, I came up with the what if, but I wonder what it would be like. Would it be like first person or third person? Like if you're
that's
watching,
up to you, bud.
But if you're watching the TV, would you be able to see it through? I think it'd be fun if you could see it
through the eyes.
Not through the eyes.
Oh.
Where you could see yourself as a baby. Sure. I don't know, but also seeing it through the eyes.
Of a baby. I think we have bad vision.
Yeah, so everything is just bright colors. Yeah,
and then just my dad's head.
Man, I thought of the question. I don't even have an answer for it.
No, you don't have one day that you really want to experience?
There was one day a long time ago. Not a long time ago.
That was a good day.
2018, 2019, probably something. It was in Chicago.
Okay.
It's with an X. That's a little...
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was the best day.
Sure.
And it was like, we were in Chicago. I was in Chicago recording with Hazer.
Mm-hmm.
And we woke up early. We went and went to go see The Bean. It was fantastic.
So lame.
No, but it was just, this is a great day.
The Bean is so stupid every time, but I see it every time I'm in Chicago.
We went to go see The Bean. Then we went to the pier.
Okay.
The pier was fun. We got, there was a Ben and Jerry's kiosk.
Sure.
Which is like, I've never seen, or Ben and Jerry's like full restaurant.
Sure.
Got fucking ice cream. That was so fun. We went to record shops. Mm. We went to the Cubby Bear. I got to see Wrigley Field.
Mm.
That was a bucket list for a long time. I didn't go inside of it, but like, Cubby Bear is cool because there's like Foo Fighters memorabilia. It was just a great day.
All right.
And then like I came back and like we finished recording the album. Like, it was just like, I was like, this is the best day.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't remember how the day ended. I think we might have gone to a concert that night too.
No,
so it was just like, dude, we did everything.
Yeah, like I don't know what like my best day is besides like my wedding and shit, but also that just happened.
Yeah,
I remember it.
It would be wild to like watch a day from like your childhood, because mm-hmm. like you probably remember like moments. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, but then it's like, what else happened that day?
Yeah, what were the like little conversations like, you had?
Yeah, you're like talking with your friend about, oh, did you see SpongeBob?
Yeah, whatever bullshit.
And then like
was, yeah.
your parents are screaming.
Yep. I think that was more your day than mine. Yeah.
Just like, get me out of this day, please.
But yeah, probably something from Europe, just because I do not remember it well.
I think that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doing like an early memory. Maybe like, because I don't remember doing this because I was like three maybe, but there's a photo of me like on like a toy truck. Mm-hmm. My grandpa's pushing me around on it.
Okay.
And so I feel like I remember it, but I remember
sure,
it because
you
of the
remember
photo.
The description. Like,
so I think that'd be kind of fun to be like, what was going on the day?
Sure.
Like, what were we watching?
Yeah, like, what was the full fucking day?
Yeah, what, like, because I remember, like, I can still visualize my grandparents' house because they still live there. And
sure.
Like, I know where it happened. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm like, what else did we do that day? Did we have pancakes for breakfast? Did we have...
Yeah, I think one above average day from your youth could kind of be the perfect
thing.
And
you're just like, whoa. I feel like you might learn a lot about, like, yourself, too.
What happened, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, or horrible.
Yeah, you're just like... God damn, there's a lot of drama.
They hit me a lot. I even
don't
do
pick
anything.
That day. Skip over that week.
Then there's the worst days, which you do remember every piece of.
God, but like sometimes the worst day starts off not the worst day.
Like, sure.
Imagine watching the worst day.
What, like the day I got hit the hardest, but I had a great breakfast.
Yeah, like you're like. So you're watching TV and it's like the best day ever. And then it goes episode two, but it doesn't say what it is. And just starts off and you're having a great breakfast. And you're like, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, just like the most traumatic shit happens.
The belt comes out.
And you're just like, God damn, please shut this off.
Yeah. No, that'd be fucking rough.
And it's just, that's hell.
Yeah.
Just reliving your days. Let us know what day you would want to watch if you could only watch one day from your life. Send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com.
Rate us 5 stars on all the apps. Moist Monday Podcast.
Make sure you follow us on social media. Because I'm not on there. TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, Moist Monday Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Yeah.
We have video. We have video on Spotify now, which is kind of cool.
Which is wild.
It takes fucking forever to upload, which is so insane.
You're welcome. That's for all of you out there.
It's fun.
We'll get back to the Moist Movie of the Month here soon.
Yes.
We need to figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get it done. Life's been chaotic.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Around in your bones.